Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I seen number 10 coming across the field. I said, oh, snap, he fast. So I bagged off. When I bagged off, I seen him coming. He ran right in front of me. I was like, wow, is he really overthrowing it? Huh? Took it down the sideline, turned up with my guys, gave the football to a little kid wearing 23.
Gonna miss it. Gonna miss that personality. I don't know about y'all, but I'm gonna miss Jaire Alexander. That was from Fox. See Sparky Fiverr with you. Charlie Houston producing the show. Other side of the glass, Wisconsin Sports Daily. Served up by Wendy's here on The Fan. Joining us now, he is the Packers beat writer for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Follow him on Twitter at Tom Silverstein. Tom, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Hey, no problem.
I will tell you that I am pretty livid and mad about this whole thing. Back in, I guess it was February or March on this show, I stated that if they truly did not want him and if they truly wanted to get rid of him, then get rid of him. Let him go explore free agency when free agency opened. Don't drag this out and get to June 1st and then conveniently release him instead of a post-June 1st designation. If that's what you wanted to do, you could have done that in March instead of dragging this out. Because then it's, okay, we're going to find a trade. Well, he doesn't want to redo his offer. Oh, well, let's see if we can figure something out between the two of us. And then knowing full right well that there was no way Jaire was going to probably go to the depths that they wanted him to go to, and then conveniently allow him to go after June 1st. To me, outside looking in, it looked classless.
I don't know. I think it was business. They were doing business. Yeah, they should have let him go, you know, in March probably. I mean, they may have cost him a lot of money, but I think they thought that someone would come out of the draft wanting a corner. And really, I thought they might hold on to him until training camp, you know, until the start of training camp. Someone had an injury in OTAs or mini camp or was looking for a corner and they might be able to trade him. But ultimately, you know, I don't know so much as it was the June 1st date as it was the start of the mandatory mini camp. And he was going to come, because he wasn't going to get fined $10,000 a day. And they can't put him on the field because if he gets hurt, then, you know, if he winds up suffering some season-ending injury, then they're on the hook for all that money. So I just think that was kind of – the minicamp was sort of the deadline for when they were going to make a move. And, you know, they played chicken with him, basically, and I think he won. I don't know. I shouldn't say he won. I mean, neither side really won, but, you know, neither side gave in.
But this is the thing. Like, did this whole thing sour after that fiasco in Carolina when he runs out there for the toss and acting like a captain without talking to the coaches, gets suspended, and then seemingly couldn't stay healthy from that moment on? Was that kind of the beginning of the end with the front office and Jaire?
That's sort of the visual, you know, that you would anticipate or you would accept. It looks that way, but I don't know if it is exactly that way. I mean, I think LaFleur and Hafley probably lost patience. And I think Gutekunst is the guy in the room who has to say, you know, we got to do what's best. And I understand that this was a problem and he's not worth $17.5 million, but I have to do what I got to do to get the most for a player. I think, you know, all of that played into it, but ultimately it's that he played 43% of the snaps over the last 4 years. I mean, you just can't pay a guy that kind of money who's not playing. And you're rolling the dice on a guy who's getting older and keeps getting hurt. So what are the odds that he's going to get hurt this year? I mean, he's kind of pretty much told you every year now that he's going to get hurt. So I think that's what it came down to.
How would you summarize Jaire Alexander's time with the Packers?
I was thinking about that. That's a really tough question. I mean, because, you know, for 3 years, he was a really good corner. I mean, he was borderline, you know, all pro, almost. I mean, he was like a second team all pro, I think, twice. And very critical to their defense. But at the same time, it wasn't like he was a one-man show that turned their defense around. It wasn't like he was one guy who could make them better on defense. He made them good. He was a great player, but it never resulted in the entire defense taking this jump. I mean, that's kind of how I'll remember him, as being a good player, but I never got the sense that put them over the top.
How was he to cover from your perspective? Because, I mean, obviously from a fan perspective, we heard like the clip earlier after the game describing the interception. We saw him talking after the fiasco in Charlotte about that. Coming up behind Jordan Love his first year, you know, starting. He's my guy. He's my QB1, all that stuff. How was he to cover from your perspective?
Well, if I could get him alone one-on-one and talk football with him, I thought he was an okay interview. Like, I he had a lot of knowledge. He's a smart football player. He knew the game. And I always like to talk to smart football players. And but it was very rare that you could get that opportunity. And I wanted nothing to do with his group interviews because they were just a joke. I mean, it was just him. That's not his thing to do big interviews like that. And I'm not sure that he enjoys doing interviews, period. And I think he's a little bit of a, you know, a loner guy, and that's fine. Guys are like that. You know, I didn't have any time for the foolishness of some of it.
Because it was more of a show than anything, you're saying.
Yeah, you didn't get anything out of it. So there was never anything, you know, I'd go in there and ask him a serious question and not really get an answer. And so it was just not worth it.
Talk with Tom.
Like I said, I did like talking to him. Like after that Charlotte game, I remember after we were done talking to him about the coin.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Flip, I asked him about a couple of plays, and he was really good about it, you know? So.
Start with Tom Silverstein, Packers beat writer, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Follow him on Twitter at Tom Silverstein. He joins us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's on the Fan. The other contract, I don't want to call it a dispute, but situation going on with the Packers is Elgton Jenkins, because apparently they want to move him to center now. He's getting paid guard/tackle money at this point. By far would be the highest paid center with 2 years left on his deal. I said earlier before you came on, I'd play him for this year and just tell him, after this year, we'll release you. You can go sign up as a free agent somewhere else and so forth. And then Monk or Sean Ryan, or you draft somebody, ends up, you know, playing that center position. But if I'm spending a lot of money, it's not going to be on the damn center position at this point, Tom.
Yeah, I don't know how much of a dispute that is. I got to say, I really don't know a lot about what his beef is, other than he's trying to maybe get some, you know, more guaranteed money, or I don't really understand it.
I'm guessing he's upset that with 2 years left on his deal, they're going to ruin all of his value playing center for 2 years, and then nobody will want to give him tackle money when he becomes a free agent.
Right. And but, you know, in 2 years, he's not going to be a tackle. I mean, Elgton Jenkins has a lot of wear and tear on his body, and I do think he's probably got a couple good years as a center left, and maybe, I don't know, maybe that helps his career. I don't know, but I think you're right. I think they would consider, I mean, they signed Banks, you know, they've got this whole bunch of guys that drafted Belton, they've got Morgan. I think they could just say, you know, look, play for it this year, and we'll talk to you after the season if everything goes right, and we want to bump you up or do an extension. But I don't think they want someone coming in and who's under contract after, you know, what's it been, two years, something like that since he signed a deal, and saying, you know, I want my deal redone. I can't see Russ Ball doing that.
From a salary cap perspective, I think after the Jair, once this becomes official, they're going to be like $46 million or somewhere in that area with salary cap space. Do you think they do anything significant with that? I mean, I know people are talking about bring back Rasul Douglas, extend Zach Tom. I want Trey Hendrickson. I think that's a pipe dream at this point. Do you think they do anything with that? Do you think they just keep it and roll it into next year?
I think it needs to be, you know, available. I don't think it should be something that's, you know, they have necessarily planned to spend. You know, I don't know that I would spend it on Jalen Ramsey, but I would consider it, you know, for a 1 year deal for $19 million. You know, it's not like, you know, it's not like he can't play. He's 30 years old. He's not the player he was. He's not the shutdown. But they don't need that kind of player anymore with the defense that they play. If he could solidify, you know, and they could get him for a seventh rounder or something like that, I would consider it if I were them. But because, you know, you can cut him after this year and that's it. You know, you're not paying him any signing bonus money. There's no cap ramifications later. And they have the room to do it. I just don't know what they feel about Jalen Ramsey. It's possible some other corner will start to feel, you know, he's not paid enough, or they, you know, there's always someone. There's always a Deebo Samuel or someone like that who just wants to get paid. And so at the trading deadline, maybe there is somebody with a high salary that they want to acquire. So that's what I would keep that money for. But yet they are going to probably do Zach Tom. I don't see any reason why they wouldn't. You know, you need to get a tackle done early, and that's what they've always done with Jenkins, Bakhtiari, all those guys. They've tried to get them done early. You know, there's other guys. They got to get Quay Walker done. I think they really like Quay Walker. Devontae Wyatt is another guy they could do, even though they have him on that fifth year. But that's a big high cap number, so they could do an extension at some point during this year. So there's a bunch of guys they could wind up spending that money on. But they remember, the other thing is they can carry it over to next year.
Right.
So
yeah, but this is what I don't understand. Feel free to educate me, Tom Silverstein, on this. How can anybody in Green Bay and that organization look anybody in the face and say Trey Hendrickson would not change the face of that defense immediately upon getting on the field and change expectations for that entire team upon walking into that locker room? And it just doesn't feel like there's any type of urgency whatsoever to get this guy.
Well, but what are you going to give up for him?
Oh, I'm crazy. I'm crazy. I said a 1-3 and a 1 the following year, Tom. I'm way over the top. I'll give up whatever you want. It's the biggest defensive signing they've had since Reggie White if they get Trey Hendrickson. And that includes Charles Woodson, because Woodson, nobody even wanted Woodson.
I don't know about that. But, you know, Trey Hendrickson's a good player. I don't know that I'd, you know, send my whole future for that. I do think they need to make a bold move. You know, if you really think that this is your Super Bowl year, it is, you got to make some sort of move towards that. And it's not too late to do it. I just don't know if that's the right one. I mean, TJ Watt would be the one you would do if his negotiations go south. But you know, he's a much younger guy. I don't know.
Reggie White was 32 when they signed him. Hendrickson's 30.
Now, wait a minute. Reggie White, you're talking about.
I know who I'm talking about.
The greatest defensive end.
Understood.
You know, the greatest, who not only could rush the passer, but was probably just as good playing the run.
Understood. But when you look at Trey Hendrickson's sack numbers for the last several years, I think by far and away he's the best pass rusher that's available right now and has been available for quite some time, where you could actually go out and get said person.
I kind of feel about him like I felt about DK Metcalf when everybody was, you know, pounding the drum for DK Metcalf. Really good player, but not the superstar type guy. You know, my feeling.
You're killing me. The interview was going so well, and you just crushed me like a grape at the end, Tom.
Yeah, it's all right. I tend to do that kind of stuff.
No, that's all right. Hey, are you still coaching youth baseball? Are you still doing your thing?
I am. Yeah, don't talk about that either. We got crushed this weekend.
Did you?
I don't even want to talk about it.
It happens. The ups and downs of youth baseball, baby. How are the parents? Are they good? Are they easy on you? Are you good with the parents?
A good group this year. Very good group. I couldn't ask for a better group, which is really nice.
That's always the challenge. Tom Silverstein, Packers beat writer, Milwaukee Journal Sun. I love him so much. Follow him on Twitter at Tom Silverstein. Tom, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
No problem, Sparky.
Talk to you later. Yep.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.